you got your Bibles with you, would you turn,
praise God,
with me into Acts 23 and 1. Acts chapter 23, and let's look at verse 1. I'm dealing with the conscience and conviction.
Yes.
The conscience and conviction. Notice what Paul said in Acts 23, verse 1, one scripture. Paul said, men and brethren, I have lived up to this point. Now he ministered, listen, he ministered almost 30 years, traveled over 10,000 miles on three missionary journeys. He's getting close now to finishing his course. He's headed to Jerusalem. Agabus took his girdle and said, they're going to bind this man that owns this. Paul said, I'm not ashamed to go to Jerusalem and die for this Savior that I'm serving, this Jesus that I'm serving, not only to be bound, but to die for him.
That's right.
Paul said, at this given time, I have lived in all, what's the next two words?
All good conscience
before God until this day. Oh, Lord, you may be seated. Up to this given time, I've given God everything that I've had and all that I am. I am what I am by the grace of God. I'll never forget the time that he saved me and he drew me to him and opened my eyes. And he saved my soul. He called me. Paul stood before Agrippa and he said, Agrippa, he said, I have not been disobedient to that heavenly vision. Children, that's saying something in our life when we can look within our heart to this given time. Now, we all have faults. We have flaws. Sometimes we come up short and we fail.
Right.
But it is something to look down inside of your heart and say, Lord, I have tried.
Speak to God.
I have tried to put you first, Lord, and live for you.
Right.
And up to this given time, I've given everything, Lord, unto thee to serve you. To obey you, to go where you send me, and to preach your precious word. He told Timothy over there in 2 Timothy 4, 7, as he was getting close to the end, he said, Timothy, my son in the faith, he said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. I tell you, Brother Scotty Grooms, I want in my life to say, Lord, I want to live in good conscience toward you and toward men. I want to keep a good conscience toward the Lord, hallelujah, and have his approval in my life and have his touch, have that witness of his spirit that I'm in his will and that he's pleased with me. And you say here today, I want the Lord pleased with me. And I want to keep a good conscience until I leave this world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Conscience and conviction.
Yes.
Did you know if I study my Bible right with the concordance, there are 8 different types of conscience of man in our Bible. You got people with a good conscience. People with an evil conscience. You've got people with a weak conscience and a wounded conscience. You got people with a seared conscience.
Yeah.
Their past feeling.
Oh, God, mercy.
Seared conscience. Oh, Lord. And a defiled conscience. But finally, you've got people that's got a purged conscience and a pure conscience in the eyes of the Lord.
Yeah.
I want the blood of Jesus applied to my life everywhere I go, every day that I live. I want to stay under the flow of the crimson blood of Jesus. Don't you? Hallelujah. I want a pure conscience when the Lord returns that I can say, Lord, I'm ready, hallelujah, to go home with you.
Lord, yes. Hallelujah.
Oh,
Brother George Shirley. And truly, people do not realize the seriousness of God's convicting power.
You're right.
Both the sinner and the saint alike, listen, don't even realize the greatness of the Spirit's conviction.
Yeah.
In the soul. It makes you wonder as you look around you in this world, and even in the so-called church world, the way that people are living, what they're doing and what they're allowing.
Amen.
Where did old-time Holy Ghost conviction go? Oh, Lord, we have lost something in this hour. We surely lost contact with God. We've lost our conscience and thrown it to the wind and the influence of this world. I'm glad that I gave my heart to God when I did in 1974. I tell you, it's hard to come to the Lord now because it's a magnetic pull, a technology and lust of every kind. My Lord, in entertainment in this world, where is the conviction power of Almighty God? What we need is the drawing power of the Lord to get a hold of people and to stir the heart and to bring them to Jesus and to open their eyes to their need of salvation. Oh Lord, talk to people nowadays. Everybody's all right. Everybody's going to heaven. Read your obituary. The drug addict, hallelujah, the alcoholic. Everybody that dies, they preach them into heaven anymore. Where is a conscience? Right and wrong. Where is, hallelujah?
You're right, brother.
Yes.
Come on, yes. Come on.
Oh God.
Mercy, Lord.
Come on. Oh, Jesus.
Barry and I went today.
Have your way, Lord.
Normally, Brother Jason, when we eat at Burger King, we go there at Go-Mart right there at the interstate change right there, 64.
Bless him, Lord.
Today, something come on and says, won't you go to that one on First Street over on Washington Avenue? So Barry and I went over there, went in, and that woman there, that girl, I call her, she might have been 30 years old or so, I looked into her eyes and just felt sorry for her. I looked at her and I looked at the others. Piercings, tattoos, and everything. Ordered our food. Brother Scotty went back to the table and ate it. And I got to thinking of that one up there when she looked at us, says, may I help you? And I had a compassion and a burden just come over me.
Yeah.
I said, I'll be right back, Mary. I almost finished her food. Matter of fact, we was getting ready to get up. I said, I'll be right back. I went out there in the car and got six tracks. I come back inside of that, opened that door, come in on the inside. And she thought I was going to order some more food. And I had the tracks in my hand. She said, can I help you? And I said, yeah. I walked over to her. And that very first track, I've written six tracks. And on this one, I put one inside of it, so I gave her one and had one inside how to be saved and all about Jesus. And on the front of that, I said, look at this. I said, can you read it for me? It says, don't give up, there's hope.
Yeah, praise God.
She said, yeah. I said, Sissy, I want you to know that Jesus really, really, really loves you. God told me to talk to you.
Yeah.
I said, I want you to take this track. Listen, I poured my heart out. And I started giving her my testimony. Yes. How I came to Jesus, a drug addict, dope and everything. I didn't want to live. And I told her, I said, Sissy, I come that close, taking my life, not want to live.
Yes.
I said, but I told God, I said, I went to church one night and I fell on my knees. I said, Jesus, I said, Sissy, this is what I told you. I said, Jesus, if you'll help me, I'll serve you. I want to make heaven my home. I want to live, Lord, I want to live. And I said, Sissy, I can't help. And by this time, two more came up. Here come up this one, got earrings everywhere, piercings everywhere, and another one come up, and I had three of them right there. Brother Jason, God knows, I hold my hand. I stood there, everybody left the restaurant, and I preached Jesus Christ. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I said, girls, I said, Jesus took the nails through his hands and through his feet. I said, he died for our sins that we could go to heaven. I said, he so loved us. I said, he costed Jesus. I said, to be able to wash us of our sins. I said, the blood will make you clean. I said, have you all asked Jesus into your heart? Have you asked him to come in? I said, if you ask him, I said, he'll come in and he'll make a difference in your heart. And one of them spoke up and said, thank you. You didn't know this, but all three of us are recovering addicts that they hired here to do work. Hallelujah to God. I said, the Lord loves you all. I said, he loves you all. I've been telling you, it pays to obey the Spirit of God. I told Mary coming to the church today, Brother Scotty, I said, the Word of God will not return unto him void, but it'll accomplish that which he pleases, and it'll prosper in the thing whereto he sends it. The Word of God still has power. I wrote in their hand, how to get saved and call on Jesus. He'll give you hope. I told all three of them, I said, he's your hope. He's your anchor in this old troubled world. He'll give you peace and put it down inside of you. Nobody else in that restaurant, but I sowed the seed. No wonder Paul said, I had lived in all good conscience toward God and man until this present time. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. I tell you, it's real. I give him a praise in the house. The Word of God is still true.
Amen. You're right, Brother Tom. Glory to God. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Where is our conscience toward God? And holiness. Can people see Jesus in us? In our talk?
Right. Yes.
Come on.
Our dress?
Can they see Jesus?
And our actions?
You're right.
Can they really tell that we're different?
That's right. Come on.
We care and we love?
That's right.
Where's the fear of the Lord and the reverence for his laws and his precepts nowadays?
Glory be to God.
God's got to have somebody to shine his light.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, where had the morals gone? Whatever happened to death do us part? Where's the love of God in the family unit?
Come on.
Where is the unity and the joy in coming together and worshiping God in the Spirit and in the truth?
Yeah.
Where is the true heartfelt love for one another and the souls of men? Whatever happened to our generation, our society? Where is conviction?
Right.
What happened to the conscience? What happened to the conscience of man?
Well,
I'm going to tell you, the only thing that'll prick you, and the only thing that'll draw you, is the Spirit of God. And you cannot do it without the Word of the living God. The Spirit and the Word agree. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. How can they preach unless they've been called? Hallelujah, and sit by Almighty God. Faith, hallelujah, if God comes through the Word of God.
Yeah.
Listen, people are looking to you. Have you got enough? Have we got enough?
That's right. Yeah, we got
enough. To persuade them?
Yes.
Woo!
Come on now.
Hey, Lord. Have we got enough to persuade them that they'll see that God is really, really real?
Really real.
And he's alive.
Come on.
Can they see? Come on. If I expect somebody to believe in my Redeemer, I'm going to have to look and act like I'm redeemed.
Right.
If I expect somebody to come to my Savior, I'm going to have to be the part, hallelujah, that they can see that I've been saved, hallelujah, and redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. We are different. Raise your other hand. We are a peculiar people, a royal priesthood, and a holy holy nation. I called out people. My Lord, set us on fire. My Lord, again, revive us. My Lord, bring the fire and bring the desire back in the church.
Amen. Glory to God.
Listen now. I told Mary I was under such a heavy burden this morning, Brother Scotty, when I got up.
Yes, Lord.
My legs was weak and I was sick at my stomach. That's how heavy of a burden I had.
Yes, Lord. Come on.
God put deep within the soul of man a conscience that lies deep in the very core.
Yes, he did.
Of your heart.
Come on.
In the very reins of the inner man. Your conscience is the part of you that is aware of God, your creator. It is the part of you that God speaks to convince you and to draw you to him to be saved. Jesus said, no man can come unto me and be saved unless the Father that sent me draw you and convicts you of your sins. You've got to see your need. You've got to realize your sinful condition before you could ever be saved and converted. This is where conviction comes in. The Spirit of God deals with your conscience.
Yes.
And when he does, you see the horribleness of your sins. And you become broken and sorrowful over them. And you want forgiveness and a change. The word conviction means to convict by pricking the heart and making you feel guilty and making you hurt over your wrongs. Conviction of the Spirit of God means that God condemns you and he convinces you of the sinfulness and the error of your ways that are not right. God will reprove you of your coldness and your backsliding.
Yeah.
Come on.
Bless Lord.
Come on.
Peter wrote over there. He said, he that doeth such things, you'll be able to keep your soul. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and hath forgotten that he was purged of his old sins. You can get in a place, my friend, that you can lose that touch. You can lose the presence of God, the closeness that you used to have with him. It's easy. You can drift and you can backslide in your heart. Listen, there's a lot of people filling the church pews around this world today. They're backsliding in the heart. They're just going through the motions and in a rut. To look at them, you think they're all right. They come in and they shake their hand, they smile, but they ain't what they used to be.
Bless him, Lord. Amen.
They've lost their desire. They've lost their first love.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on. I'm teaching us today. We better get our first love back.
Yes.
If you ain't stirred like you used to be stirred, and you don't have a desire like you used to have to pray and to seek the face of the Lord, I told Mary, I said, I worry about people when I look in a congregation and I never see the Spirit of God move upon somebody. I never see hands raised and the tears have dried up and I don't feel no witness in them and there's no desire, no praise, no testimony, and no song. I wonder about the condition of your soul. Where is conviction? And where is your conscience toward God? Are you what he wants you to be?
Yeah. Right. Come on.
Glory to God. Oh, God.
Bless him, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Brother George, you know, not many, many years ago, people couldn't wait to get to the house of God.
Could not wait.
I want to go and I want to be a blessing and I want to get me a blessing, man.
Amen.
I'm a coming, Jesus. I'm a coming. I'm a coming. I've done my homework at home, Lord. I've praised you. I've read your word and I have prayed. And I'm coming to the house of God with joy and gladness.
Come on.
Where is it at? Oh, God.
Listen. Real conviction, when it comes, would bring your soul face to face with God in eternity.
Yes.
Real conviction in the conscience of your soul will make you shudder inside with the fear of the Lord.
Wow.
You will see yourself lost and undone and cold before the fiery face of the Almighty. You will see yourself guilty and condemned and going to hell. We need this old-time Holy Ghost conviction back in our homes. We need it back in our marriages. We need it back in our churches. It seems the fear of God is all but gone. People are living too loose, and they're not stirred, and everything is hunky-dory, and they just slide on by, but it ain't all right. I said it ain't all right. Where is the joy of the Lord? Where is the convicting power? Where's the Spirit of God in the midst of these people?
That's right.
Hey, amen.
Bless him. Come on. Come on.
Bless him, Lord.
You're right.
Come on, brother.
Come on.
Listen.
Obey the Lord. Help me.
My dad worked 7 to 9 miles back in the hills of West Virginia in the coal mines.
Yeah.
Mom said he would come home. Said he was black. The only thing you could see of his skin was the white of his eyes.
Wow.
And if he stuck out his tongue, you could see the flesh of his tongue. Worked many, many hours. Dad had 2 knee replacements. Wore his knees out. He said, honey, he said, I've spent many, 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 many hours on my knees working. He said, back on that duck field, or whatever a duck field is, it goes in there, and they drill holes and put the dynamite back in there, and they light a fuse, and they go run way back and let it blow the side of that wall out, and then they go in there and run that duck field in it, and it rakes that loose coal up and everything. Daddy said that the roof of that thing was only like this high right here. He said, when I would go to work, he said, I'd had that old helmet and that carbide light stick right here on. That goes way back, an old carbide light. And he said, I'd have that helmet on. And he said that we all would get in that car, that little rail car, we'd have to lean back. You can get our head knocked off. He said, 7 to 9 miles back under the hills. He said, I could always tell you when we went under a creek, he said, because they called it a pot belly. He said, because it looked just round like a kettle. A kettle bottom is what he called it, a kettle bottom. And it would leak water. He said, when we get under that, he said, you could tell you was going under a creek because water would drip. Looked like a big old kettle bottom. He said, the man that he worked with, he said it was his job to put them big old braces and cut them big old boards, the big old like cross ties and stuff, and brace those things. They go back there and blow some more out, and he'd have to brace it as they go. Dad said the man on the midnight shift on Daddy's job said one of those come out of the ceiling and crushed his head, crushed him right there, Dad, and killed him. And Dad said, I didn't know it till the next morning. He said, I went to work. He said, when I pulled up, he said, they had it all roped off. And he said, a bunch of white hats out there, everything. And Daddy said, I walked up and said, what's wrong? What happened? And they told Dad, said, you remember so-and-so that worked your job? He worked it on midnight. You come in to follow him. Daddy said, yeah. Said he was crushed.
Crushed.
And died. Said crushed his head. The rocks come out of the ceiling and crushed his head. They had all of the people examine and everything, take pictures and all, write it all up, and they turned Dad and Aunt Liz to go back in there. Daddy said, honey, he said, not one time had I ever thought about my soul in eternity. Not one time. He said, I never thought about where I'd spend eternity. I was just like all the others. He said, but when I rode that rail car all the way back in there and got off of it and got on that job where he was crushed to death, this is old-time Holy Ghost conviction I'm talking about. He said, I looked at that place where my buddy died, was crushed. He said, I got to thinking the whole shift long. He said, if that happened to me, where would I go? Where would I spend eternity? Daddy said, it ate on him so hard and so bad. He said, I couldn't hardly wait to get out of that mine and go to church and give my heart to God. He said, I wanted to be ready. That's what Holy Ghost conviction will do to you. It'll open up your eyes to see your need. You'll come. Listen, when real Holy Ghost conviction comes,
You'll come face to face with God.
Yeah.
You will come face to face with eternity. You will see yourself exactly the way God sees you. You'll see yourself lost and undone and needing a Savior. Raise your little hand in the house. Oh, Lord God, have we slipped? Have any of us slipped? Have we lost the fear of God? Do we not realize, not very long, we don't have the promise? Brother Chuck, when we go home, somebody could come around a curve and hit us head on. We're out of here. We're gone. Are we ready? Are we what God wants us to be? Do we still have what He gave us a long time ago? Have we still got the love of God in our heart? Where will you spend eternity? Can you say, Lord, would you send an old time Holy Ghost conviction back, God? Send it back, God, I pray, and stir our loved ones and stir our family. Lord, wake them up and let them know that eternities are real. We're all going to stand before God. By the Lord, even heaven and earth shall flee away from the face of Him that sitteth upon the throne, and the book shall be opened, and another book will be opened, which is the book of life, and the dead will be judged out of those things, and we will give an account of every word we've spoken and every deed that we have done and how we've lived our life. Are you living it for God? Do you love Jesus here today? Are you ready? Hallelujah.
Amen. Lord, are you ready?
Send that conviction back, Jesus. Hey, Lord, I'm dealing with the conscience on the inside. The conscience of you is aware of what's right and what's wrong, what's bad and what's good. And the Holy Ghost will teach you, and He'll show you the things that shun and the things that are wrong. He'll lead you that you might be a partaker of His divine nature. And you, I want to be ready.
Come on.
Listen, I'm dealing with a conscience. My dad's own brother, my Lord in heaven, went and got a lawyer. Lord, just worked a little short time in the mines and went and got a lawyer to get the black lung and got multiplied thousands of dollars. Hallelujah, just a little time. And Dad did not. Dad worked a lot longer in that mine than my uncle worked. And he came to Dad and said, Junior, I said, go to that lawyer. And all you got to do is to fill out that paper and you'll get the same amount of money. I'm talking about way up there for black lung. My Lord, my uncle didn't have it. And Dad walked in there figuring he might have it. I guess he got tested and everything. The doctor shoved the paper over to my daddy. My daddy told me different times. He said the lawyer handed me a pen and said, all you got to do, Junior, Romans, is to sign this paper and you'll be worth multiplied thousands of dollars. And Dad read it and he looked at that lawyer. He said, my conscience won't let me do it.
Praise be to God. All right. Bless Him, Lord.
I don't have black lung, and I'm not gonna lie, and I'm not gonna sign that paper. Dad said when he got up out of that chair, I said that lawyer walked to the door with him and laid his hand up on Dad's shoulder and said, Mr. Romans, I said, you're one out of a million that would not have signed that paper. My Lord, my God. My dad said I could not do it and lie. I don't get any money. I raise your head and say, Lord, where is that old time Holy Ghost conviction and the fear of Almighty God?
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
What I'm telling you here is true. I had the Baptist minister to tell me this was years ago. I said, Tommy, I was in a church and I saw this happen. He said, he called the evangelist to come and preach.
Said the evangelist come up and opened his Bible like that and said his eyes was wet. Said he turned to the place where he was trying to read and said he fell over on his Bible and started weeping and crying. He said he cleared his eyes and he tried to read the passage again. He said he wept and cried and moaned. He said, I don't know what this is about.
Come on.
He said, I can't even preach. I can't even read my scripture.
Wow.
Yes, Lord.
He said, all I can see is a salt shaker, and a salt and a pepper shaker. He said, you might think I'm crazy. He said, I've heard it. He said, I see it. I see a salt and a pepper shaker. And I can't even preach. I can't get past the salt and pepper shaker. He said, about that time, said a woman come out and slid out of an old wooden bench and began to bawl and cry. And said, she run to the altar and said, it's me, preacher. Said, it's me. I said, I stole a salt and a pepper shaker. My Lord, I did wrong. I stole it.
Yes, they're broken out.
Where is old time? Where is that old time Holy Ghost conviction? Where they will walk in the fear of the Lord? Ah, Lord, raise your hand in the house. We need to get it back. We need a convicting power, even in the little things that we don't. Oh, God.
Yes.
Come on.
The little things, the Lord can convict me, condemn me if I talk.
Come on.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. I've seen some people profess Christ, got the awfulest mouth on them ever was. Attitudes. Lord, have mercy. Things come out of their mouth. Lord, hallelujah. We got families can't even get along. Where's the love of God? I said, where is the respect? Where is the love of God in a family? Where is it? Hallelujah. Can't even get along with one another and can't even talk to one another. Something's wrong. My daddy told me, he said, they was eight siblings. Said when the oldest, said when his mom and dad died, said the oldest sister was older than dad and said, sent out a letter to everyone and said, we all are going to sell everything, sell the house and divide it right down among the eight kids. You know what dad said? There was already conflict in the family. Dad sent a call back, called my sister and said, Aunt Maudie, said Sister Maudie, I said, you go ahead and leave me out. I said, because I don't want anything to do. I've already had calls to come in here and I don't want anybody to fall out with me. I'm making a good living and I don't need the money. I'm telling you, sometimes it'll cost you. I don't want any conflict and I don't want any envy and I don't want any strife. Raise your hand and say, oh Lord, where is that convicting power? We need the peace of God and we need the love of God. My Lord, back in the house.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Come on.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Come on.
Have your way.
It's the little things. It's the little things we allow. It's little things. It's our attitude sometimes.
Yeah.
Come on. God don't want no divisions. He don't want no divisions. Right. He wants unity. He wants total, complete unity.
Amen.
Unity is a bond. It's a charity. Charity is a bond that'll hold you together when everything's flying apart all around you. I feel the Lord right here. We need one another. Oh, Lord, raise your little hand right here. Precious Heavenly Father, in the precious loving name of Jesus, our loving God, our Savior. Lord, would you bind us together? God, I pray. Draw us near to you. Let us stay together, Lord. I pray. Give us the unity of the Spirit, Lord. Fill our hearts with love. Fill our hearts, Lord, I pray, with conviction. Fill our hearts with forgiveness, Lord, I pray. I don't want one little thing, Lord, I would miss heaven over. Not one little attitude, Lord. Not one little feeling. I don't want any wrong feelings in me, Lord. I don't want to harbor any strife in me or jealousy in me. I don't want any in the world in me, Lord. Bring back a conviction, God, I pray.
Praise God. Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Amen. Receive the Spirit of the Lord, don't you, church?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I want to keep a conscience.
Yes.
I want to have a conscience clear towards God. I want to live right every day.
Amen.
Live right every single day. When it comes to doing what's right, and doing what's wrong, and being and profiting from it, you wonder what choice we would make.
Right.
Want to make the right choice, don't you?
Right. Amen.
Amen. Why do we stand across this house and lift hands toward heaven and say, God, search
Lord,
my heart.
I love you and I love you.
Lord, search my heart, God. Do I got a clear conscience towards you, Lord? God, is my conscience ready to use you?
Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of God.
God, I want to have a clear conscience. Amen. I want to have a right conscience. Lord, I'm going to stand before you one day and I'll have to give an account. Folks, you may not know it right now, but God, you know everything. You know everything. God, you know everything.